It's now time for a game of fact or fiction. Here's your host, Producer Frank.
All right, so as you all know, President Trump was in Chippewa Falls this weekend.
Yes, he was.
To speak about agriculture to the farmers. Mm-hmm. And I was given the greatest task of all time, which is to watch the whole thing and come up with a fact or fiction game, which we love playing on here.
It's
the greatest radio game of all time.
It is.
True.
And you're a good human being, Frank.
Taking
one for the team.
I really am. This is my burden to bear. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to play some clips from President Trump's speech in Wisconsin. Brian and Jamie have to decide whether it is fact.
That's the fact, Jack.
Or if it's fiction.
Pure fiction.
Here we go. We ready?
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
And we've had great success here in Wisconsin, and we brought a lot of business to Wisconsin. We recommend it. I love the place.
Fiction.
Did President Trump bring a lot of business to Wisconsin?
That is fiction. That's what I'm going with.
Brian, going with fiction?
Fiction.
Pure fiction.
It is fiction. So let's dive into this.
Yes.
The biggest example we can look at is from the first Trump administration with Foxconn. Do we remember Foxconn?
I do remember Foxconn.
Yes.
R.I.P.
In 2017,
pour one out for Foxconn.
Yes, in 2017, the announcement promised a roughly $10 billion LCD factory and up to 13,000 jobs in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yes.
No.
They signed a revised incentive deal outlining a $672 million investment from Foxconn, creating fewer than 1,500 jobs. Trump has promised more investments in his latest term, but if it's anything like Foxconn, we cannot count any of those as fact just yet.
Yeah.
Remember during the State of the Union address when he was talking about all the investments that we have?
Yes.
Yes.
And he inflated his own number, and the White House said it's actually $9.7 trillion, and I think he doubled it in his speech. So we're going with fiction for this one.
Okay.
Fiction.
There's nothing sadder either than driving by the Foxconn building and seeing, like, two cars parked outside of it on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. If you're in the vicinity sometime, go do it, and that's about all you're going to see outside the building. It is a very sad sight.
All right, moving on to number two.
And we've had great success here in Wisconsin, and we brought a lot of business.
Sorry, that's number one.
We're at a point, we're going to come out of Iran very quickly, and it's going to be very strong, one way or the other, whether it's a piece of paper or the very tough way, okay? The very tough way is maybe the easier way, but we're going to come out, and your fertilizer prices are going to go way down, just like they were 4 months ago. Your fertilizer's down, your energy's down, your oil, your gas is all coming way down.
All right, so the question is, our gas, there was a lot there,
there
I know.
Was a lot
some
in
of these
that
I
one.
Have to,
yeah.
There's some of these I extend just a little bit because this really is how the dots get connected.
Sure.
Is the hard way is the easy way? Okay.
The hard way is the easy way.
Okay.
Gas and fertilizer prices will come way back down as soon as the conflict with Iran ends.
Fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Fiction.
That's the fact, Jack.
Oh, okay. All
as
right.
Soon?
Is, hold
as
on.
Soon?
Hold on. This one gets tricky.
Okay.
None of these are really black and white for fact or fiction. Okay. So if the U.S. and Iran reach a lasting peace and shipping through the Strait of Hormuz returns to normal, gas and fertilizer prices will come down. That is a fact.
Okay.
Correct.
Gasoline prices could respond within weeks, while fertilizer prices may take longer because global inventories and supply chains need time to recover. There's also a very real possibility that gas prices will not come down to pre-war levels anytime soon, if at all. So it's mostly fact. If you're just looking at it, prices are going to come down. Yes, that's a fact. Are they going to immediately drop? No.
No.
No. No. But that's just part of the allure, right? By telling people the half-truths then it seems like you're telling them the truth, or you're not actually fudging the actual facts of what's going to happen. That's been part of the MO of this particular administration since the first version, is if you say partially true things, then it seems like it's all true.
And that's why you listen to Daybreak.
That's right.
Because you know producer Frank's going to watch it for you and do the fact-checking. That way you can just kind of turn your brain off.
That's right.
And hear me spout about it.
And you all don't right. have right. to watch
What do you got
things?
Next, Spouty?
Here's what we've got. If you're just tuning in, we are playing Fact or Fiction. We are fact-checking President Trump's speech from Wisconsin this past weekend.
We had the worst border maybe anywhere in the world. There was no border. 25 million people came in. Drug dealers came in. People from mental institutions came in, murderers came in, 11,888 murders, most of whom, over 50% of whom, killed, can you believe this, more than one person. One killed seven people. We allowed them into our country. We've got them largely. They're going out, and they're going out fast. We have to fight crooked judges, crooked administrations, crooked politicians.
Wow. That was a stream of consciousness.
Man.
Fiction.
I'm going to say fiction.
Pure fiction.
You know what's fun about some of these? It's the same speech recycled over and over. Yeah. Like some of these, like especially for the immigration thing, I feel like I looked at my old script, copied and pasted that section back
up. 2020 Although, all over again.
Truly. All right, as for people entering the country, U.S. Customs and Border Protection recorded about 11 million border encounters during Biden's term, but that does not mean 11 million different people entered the country illegally. That is far from the 25 million quoted by President Trump as in the clip you just heard. The true number of unique individuals who entered unlawfully is not known. As for murderers, and I want this to be very clear, the FBI's national crime data does not systematically track the immigration status of homicide offenders. Does not track it. So there is no official federal count of murders committed by undocumented immigrants between January 2021 and January 2025.
What about the mental patient? Do we track our mental patients coming in? Do you have that number? Because a lot of them, I hear, the mental institutions are just emptied out.
That's what I hear.
The
nut
huts in Mexico are empty. Not one person left.
I am not seeing the data to support that.
Okay.
All right.
Fiction.
Fiction Next. It is.
We are going with fiction. Let's see. What was that? Number three?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to number four.
I inherited all these high prices. They came in and they said, affordability. They made up the word because that's the only thing they're good at. Although I'm good at making up words. So they go... Affordability. I was there one day, and I called this young lady right over here, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture. I said, Brooke, get the egg prices down, please. And she got them down. And by the way, speaking of Tom Tiffany, is one of the best congressmen in our country.
Yes, that is. I did not edit that portion. That is the train of thought that rolled on to the next one.
Wow, okay.
Can I vote more than once on one thing?
You know what?
Sure.
I'm going to allow it.
Can I go fiction squared?
You may go fiction squared.
I may go fiction cubed on that one. I'm going to go cubed
if fiction.
I might.
All of it's fiction.
Pure fiction.
It is fiction.
All of it is pure fiction.
Let's break this down. So about the egg prices, do we remember when eggs were $11?
You know what I remember about that? I remember a huge problem with a chicken disease that was going around and millions of chickens had to be killed.
Yes.
Because they were spreading disease.
Yes, and it was infecting chicken farms across the country.
Yes. Wisconsin had numbers of stories about millions of chickens.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry. I'm just baffled.
I did have an avian flu outbreak. I love watching Brian during the clips.
Yes.
I think that's more fun than the actual game. Here's an interesting note. Brooke Rollins increased the import of eggs to counteract the avian flu outbreak. However, one, it wasn't fixed overnight. Two, the avian flu was not fault of any president or any president's term.
It happened.
Biden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Biden. So no, you don't really get points for that one. And you don't need me to rattle off facts to tell you that affordability isn't a made-up word or a hoax. It's affecting all of us at the grocery store, at the gas pump, and it affects some of us. Let's say if you were over the age of 30 and you've never owned a home before, and you're probably not going to anytime soon.
Right.
That's affordability.
Affordability is a made-up word.
Wow.
When it comes to things like the tariff decisions and the invasion of Iran, that those two things can be blamed for a lot of these costs. Not all of them, but most of them, especially when you're looking at the gas pump and you're going to the store to buy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Tom Tiffany part?
See the best Congress?
I guess that's a matter of opinion.
That's a matter of opinion. That's right.
I just kept it in there because I thought it was interesting that we went from eggs directly to Tom Tiffany just like that.
Yeah. Because he's too chicken to vote against Trump. Anyway, that's me. I apologize. I'm out of line.
All right. Do we have moving time for on? One
I
more?
Think we got time at least for one more, right?
Okay.
At least.
A little
at
over
least.
A minute.
Okay.
And your 401ks. Who has a 401k here? Let me just say a lot. Your 401ks, as you know, just hit a record high. So that's everybody.
The Dow's at 5,000.
Fiction.
That
one's hard because I'm gonna say
it's a fact because that's all he cares about is, and he's manipulated the market enough. I'm gonna say fact on that one.
I'll say fiction just
that's
because
the it, fact.
Yeah,
yeah. It is a fact.
I am insightful.
Fidelity reported that the average 401k balance reached a record $146,400 at the end of 2025. That's up 11.2% from a year earlier. However, there was pullback in early 2026. And we'll leave it at that.
Wow.
That was Fact or Fiction,
Frank.
Guys.
Thank you, Frank.
Stellar.
So much fun.
Frank.